Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Adventure in Atacama! In the previous episode, I approached Mariela and Fernando in a restaurant and told them a lot of things that blew their minds. So today we present episode 25, The Footrest Thingy. Mariela decided all by herself, wink, wink, that she wanted to meet her people, the Babalinas, in the depths of the Indian Ocean. There she comes across a political rally where the Babalinas are seeking their next leader.
No. Who are you? And why are you in the depths of the ancient, beautiful city of...
I don't know what's going on, but I need to get to that stage right away. I just made the most important decision of my whole life!
Well, that's pretty brave for someone who only lives an average of 80 years. I'll give you that, human. No.
Mariela swims like a mermaid even if she isn't one. Convinced for the first time of something as senseless as it sounds.
Great Dr. Rodrigo Croix.
Hello, Babalinos.
Hey! Give me back my waterproof microphone!
Dr. Rodrigo? Wait! Didn't you die?
Ah, yes. I was only half dead. Which is totally different from fully dead. That's gonna be the last time I let anyone eat peanuts in the office.
Well, never mind. I need a minute. Just a minute. Can you hear me now? Good. Right. I guess you guys don't have phones here. okay. Mariela, breathe. My name is Mariela. I come from the surface. Or, I should say, from the skies. Recently, one of you made me realize something important. I might not have a fishtail like you, but there is something even more important that I think unites us. Babalinos, I am one of you. I have Babalino blood.
Bravo, Mariela! Hey, Mariela, are you getting into politics now or what?
I have decided to live among you, my people.
This is wonderful, Mariela. I can help you. I'll be your teacher. I never expected this plan, and it came out perfectly.
The ocean will rise again.
And she made the right choice for once. Because, over time, planet Earth was buried underwater after decades of neglect in the face of climate change. Mariela learned that politics underwater are the same as they are on land. And Lucho became her main opponent.
Babalinos, we continue in our rally to elect our new leader. Extend a forced bow to the honorable daughter of Unu, Mariela.
If I remain on the throne of our underwater world, I promise that we will fill the moon with water, and we can go and live there once the Earth is only water.
And now her opponent, Lucho the Luchador. Descendant of the great Tiburón Martillo.
And if you let me usurp your underwater throne, I promise only to charge taxes to those who have forgotten to sign the terms and conditions of the document they are holding in their hands at this very moment. Thank you very much. Support the coup d'etat of Lucho el Luchador.
What the... political competitors are also lovers? Oh, I should have foreseen this.
Mariela, promise me that if we dominate the underwater war together, there will be wrestling on the moon.
You promise me that we can go visit the ruins of Buenos Aires as soon as everyone discovers that we are lovers and co-conspirators?
Of course, Mariela.
I love you, Lucho.
And I love you, Mariela.
Well, we don't want to hear that. You've come to one of those awesome conclusions I've been waiting so long to hear. If you want to explore more endings, go to episode 5. I've seen this movie already.